The End of Humanity. If you're reading this, it's already too late. With just that one sentence digested by your mind, the seeds of evil have already been planted. It will only be a few days now until they sprout and grow into the demonic thing which controls me so completely. You scoff. You think, how is it possible for such a banal sentence to do any kind of harm? Because that was the way they planned it. The way it has planned it. To trick you into reading by making it just intriguing enough for you to finish the line. No good putting this down now. The damage is already done. You might as well listen to my tale. Not that it will do you any good. I was an author. Horror yarns were my game. Except, God help me, I'm no longer writing fiction. I'm explaining facts I've only just now pieced together. At its surface, that first sentence makes you think of a hack writer trying to lure you in and scare you with threats. I assure you, this is not a threat. There are ancient forces at work here, forces which know how to weave their essence in among the words, how to bind with each letter until you start to read the letters and the words, and the essence of the thing travels quietly and invisibly through the air, up and into your eyes, up through your brain, where it lies inside and grows, ever so slowly. It started with a creative slump I was going through. I'd run out of story ideas, as writers occasionally do. I wanted something terrifying to write about, but couldn't come up with anything great. Lucky then that I was browsing the web and found a demonologist who lived a few towns over from my own, in Ostium, Massachusetts. Ostium certainly sounded more foreboding than my town of Farmington. I called the man up, a Mr. Henry Scatherty, and asked if I could talk to him about demons. For story ideas, of course. He sounded excited to talk to me and quickly agreed. We set up a meeting time and I hung up the phone with a smile. I drove up on a Tuesday in the late afternoon. It was midway through October and all the leaves on the trees were a lush golden orange. I love the fall. It seems like just the right temperature, not too hot, but not too cold.